Hi there, Stroker Boys. I thought I'd get this weekend started off on a cheerful, cock-sucking note. Who better than to talk about my slave and slut, Tiffany? Tiffany, I can't say enough dirty things about her. She is one kinky bitch. She has been calling me forever, and we have shared some wild moments together, let me tell you. She's called me from strip clubs where hookers have fucked her in the ass, and I've listened. She called me the very first time sitting on ice-covered steps in her, not in her, but at her office. Where it was probably about this time of the year, she was smoking a cigarette on these ice-covered steps and she was naked, telling me about how she loved going to the glory halls, the adult bookstores, where she would suck cock. She's called me when she's jerked off with her neighbors watching her on her back deck. I'm trying to think exactly how that one worked. And then, of course, Tiffany is Tiffany. Tiffany's panties. That's another story in itself. She's written me stories. They're on my website. Amazing, really. She calls me from the glory holes. I love listening to that. She'll wear her panties into the glory hole. She will take her things off so that she's really standing there in a booth with her panties on until she gets some takers. Or might they be called givers? She's a cocksucker. She is a cocksucker. She sent me a text this morning with a picture of her cock sticking out of her pink panties. And I must tell you, she does not have a little clit like you losers out there have. She's got a nice, actually a beautiful cock. However, she is predisposed to sucking dick. She loves cock. A lot of you cocksuckers out there express the same interest. You're married, but love dick. You love thinking about your wife, watching you suck a cock. Tiffany falls into that category. Tiffany's done dirty things at weddings. I'm digressing here, but I'm known to walk down memory lane when it's sprayed with streams of cum. Right, Tiffany? Oh, Tiffany sent me a beautiful watch. I wear it all the time, actually. Oh, lots of things, lots of things. All right, well, let me get back to this. Not that long ago, she did call me for a session. She likes to go hunting. She was out in the woods, and the reception unfortunately sucked. So it was many, many interruptions and phone calls. And I think it would have been a good blog post, but it was very disjointed. And the point of the session was, she was telling me how after she had gone hunting, and I mean, this is like a remote area that she goes to, so you often wonder where these adult bookstores are because a lot of them aren't around anymore. And I'm guessing that the reason that there's one in this area is must be a highway, and there must be a lot of truckers up there. And this is the last call because she did say that was the case today. But during that call, she had spent some time in the afternoon, like on break from hunting, sucked a couple of dicks, and when she wandered across the highway, some guy followed her. I guess he had been watching her in action in the bookstore, and I think they spent the rest of the afternoon or evening together, and she sucked his big giant cock. She said it was amazing. He had this amazing, like a 9 or a 10 inch, really thick cock. And Excuse me if I'm wrong, but I believe he fucked her too. She loves getting her pussy fucked. I've watched her on webcam fucking her pussy with giant dildos and using vibrators and stuff. There's really nothing erotic that Tiffany does not like to try. She's got some pretty fucking wild fantasies as well. I would say most of her fantasies are reality, except for some of them. Is that an oxymoron, Tiffany? I know you're listening. I know that you've been waiting for this blog post. Well, anyway, she texted me today with a picture of her dick sticking out of Tiffany panties. They were pretty panties. They were pink. And told me that she had had some awesome cock on today's hunting excursion. She was at a truck stop, I suppose, or there was a bookstore, whatever it is that she did, because it was on text. I couldn't ask a lot of details. But it was good because I had these notes to refer back to. And maybe I should just read you here what she said. Okay. She got fucked and slept in a trailer with this guy. He was from Tennessee. She said he was big and built and blonde, and he fucked the shit out of her. Those were his words. In the morning, she woke up and his cock was against her lips. And normally he does not have that luxury because he has a different lifestyle than this. And he loved it. And then this guy, he said this guy's name was Rod. You know, Rod the Rod. I don't know. Do they have a sense of humor in Tennessee? I have relatives in Tennessee. I never found them particularly funny, but maybe this guy was. And he called his wife, Rod the Rod, called Mrs. Rod, and was jerking off all over Tiffany's pretty face. And Rod was telling his wife he loved her as he shot his load all over Tiffany's face and hair. I don't know. I'm just digressing a lot again. I have to tell you, Tiffany's really handsome, too. Handsome, big cock. God, I don't know. Anyway, back to the story. They both took to Viagra yesterday. They had drinks. I guess they were admiring each other's cocks. Maybe they had a little circle jerk with each other. I don't know. They shared their cum. They were kissing each other with cum in their mouths. And I didn't hear the part about getting fucked in the ass, but maybe he just didn't want to text me that. So, Tiffany wants to be on my wall of shame. He first sent me a picture with his dick sticking out. Then he sent me a picture in camo panties. Now, that was a big hard on camo panties. So, wall of shame has rules for you, for all you stroker boys out there. You don't have to be a cocksucker, and you don't have to be a sissy. You could just be someone who likes panties, and I like nice, plain panty pictures that I can add to my wall of shame. You can look on my wall of shame and basically get the gist. So I really don't want side angles. Straight on panties with all your junk tucked in. Because it's the wall of shame. And those are the rules. To get on the wall of shame, you have to follow the rules because Miss Mandy is in control. I am here to fuck you in the ass. Listen to your dirty stuff. Tell me something dirty. Tell me something I haven't heard before. That always excites me. If you want me to blog about you, you know, when you read some of these blogs, they're pretty detail specific. That is because I sit and type while you talk, because that's the only way I can get all this information down. I don't record anything, but I will sit and type it out as we're talking. So if you do want to be journaled, you need to tell me in advance so that I can get my sweet little tight ass over to the computer and take notes while we chit-chat, because I do love to share your dirty secrets on my blog. So, Tiffany, Do you think you sound kinky enough on here? Maybe I can make you sound kinkier. He's pretty kinky, let me tell you. He's right up there. He is right up there. We have really had some great times together, let me tell you. Although it sounds like Tiffany's doing pretty good on her own now with the Viagra and a bottle of scotch and Rod the Rod. And he's going on a cock hunt. He's out hunting. I think he was out hu hunting pheasant, but now he's going to be hunting cock. And I don't think that's cock as in cock-a-doodle-doo. So, we need more stories, Tiffany. He writes great because by trade, he's a journalist. Right, Tiffany? All right. So, I am here. I'm going to be here all weekend. I'm really looking for some good dirty sex chat. Cock sucking. You know how I love domination. Let me fuck you in the ass. I'll watch you on webcam. Got a dildo there? I can stuff up your pussy. Or maybe I can feminize you and put you in panties. I am the girl that likes the fetish call. I will guide your masturbation. I will cuckold you like I cuckold my husband. Dominate you. I will bring your fantasy out and make you feel like you have lived it. I may as well, since I'm on a wild tear here, tell you fantasy. Although Tiffany, for the most part, I would say 98% of the time, really does everything that she talks about. For others of you out there who have fantasies, if it's a fantasy, you should keep it as a fantasy for us to do on the phone. That's why they call it fantasy. Or you can have a reality call with me and tell me the real deal. Sometimes I think the fantasies are real, and sometimes I think the real things are fantasies. So there's some sort of a line here. I don't even think it's fine. I think it's gray. And on that note, I am going to tell you once again, I am here tonight at 1-877-732-6360. I will be here all weekend. I'm usually here every evening if you can't get through. You can text me on Yahoo. You can email me. You can try leaving a message, although I'm not the greatest at answering my messages. And I am here, though. I am available. 1-877-732-6360. Now, Tiffany, put your panties on underneath your camo thing there. Maybe put Tiffany panties on and then camo panties and then your pants. And then get that fucking ass of yours over to that bookstore and see if he can get a nice juicy trucker to tell me about. 1-877-732-6360. I am here to take your call tonight, Miss Mandy. Mwah! Tiffany, I love you, darling. Ta-ta. Oh, and get that dick in your mouth.